study and dissemination of the Word of God. In his letter, the Holy Father noted that the occasion offers Christians an opportunity to renew their commitment and understanding of the inexhaustible richness that comes from God's constant dialogue with his people, reflecting that the relationship between the risen Lord, the community of believers, and sacred scripture is essential to our identity as Christians. As Christians, we are a single people making our pilgrim way through history, sustained by the Lord, present in our midst, who speaks to us and nourishes us. Today's readings invite us to consider what Scripture means to us individually, as a member of the greater Christian community, the church, and our relationship with the living Word, Jesus Christ. We are reminded in today's celebration to deepen our appreciation, love, and faithful witness to God and His Word by contemplating on the great value that the Word of God occupies in our lives, a value that we acknowledged a short time ago in our response to the readings, "Thanks be to God." The psalm, "Your words, Lord, are spirit and life," and the gospel, "Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ." For the Jewish people who had just finished rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile in our first reading, we can gather a sense of their understanding of the inexhaustible richness of God's word that was proclaimed to them on that day. They had been scattered in exile, but now they found themselves gathered as one around the sacred scripture. The people lent attentive ears to the reading of the sacred book, realizing that in its words, they would discover the meaning of their lived experience. The reaction to the proclamation was one of great emotion and tears. The people cry and lament for their sins and failings as they realize how much they have hurt God. So Ezra tells them not to cry, and then they cry all the more, only this time they cry out in joy, as they begin to understand God's love for them and his promise of redemption. The people that day rejoiced in God's mercy and the joy of forgiveness, something that we too can experience when we have missed the mark and place ourselves before Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation. In our second reading, St. Paul writes to the early Christian community of Corinth that was experiencing divisions among the faithful. A degree of importance and status was being attributed to the various members of the church, which was stifling the message of unity that Paul was proclaiming. You are Christ's body and individually parts of it. Paul uses the analogy of a body and its parts to teach the faithful the value, purpose, and love of Christian unity and who they are united to, the Word of God. We hear that there is no distinction between class, race, or gender. There is no distinction between the faithful actions of those whom God has chosen to follow his Son. The works of the Spirit gifted have a unique and distinct vocation, one that the members of Christ's body should seek to fulfill without being envious or jealous of one another. This was good news, not just for that community, but for all Christians, a revelation that should have us too filled with joy. We all belong to the body of Christ and have a part in God's plan of salvation. Through our baptism, we have been given the gift of the Spirit that unites us to Jesus and one another. Each of us has received a sacred call to continue Jesus' mission, to embrace whatever part we have in building our Lord's kingdom here on earth, through God's transformative grace. We are all the body of Christ. That includes all the Christians who have gone before us and all Christians who profess the same faith today throughout the world. That is a massive, powerful community of faith, and that's who we are as God's church. And that is really good news, too. In today's gospel, Luke tells us that he has set out to compile an accurate account of Jesus' ministry, his part in fulfilling his call to proclaim the word of God. We hear that Jesus' teachings were praised throughout Galilee, which probably had the community in Nazareth eagerly awaiting his return. We can only imagine the sense of anticipation as Jesus began to read from Isaiah and the attentiveness of those assembled as he proclaimed his mission to bring good news to the poor, proclaim the release of the imprisoned, give sight to the blind, liberate the oppressed, and announce a year of the Lord's favor. Here is the Word made flesh, speaking to God's people on what they have been waiting for, redemption, and promising them. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Talk about great news. The people of Nazareth are mesmerized. They do not necessarily understand what the carpenter's son has just told them, but there is a great feeling of anticipation that they are about to be involved in something very powerful. This is the good news of the God to whom we belong. This is the Christ who fulfills the law of love and embodies the promise of eternal life. This is good news worth getting excited for and about. Something worth weeping over with tears of joy. Something worthy of our efforts to proclaim Jesus' message of hope and salvation to the marginalized, the lost, and the doubtful. Something worthy of celebrating, studying, and proclaiming as members of Jesus' body. Something worthy of having a humble and devout sense of anticipation and attentiveness each and every time we hear the Word of God proclaimed at Mass as our Lord speaks to us and prepares our hearts to receive Him in the most holy Eucharist. Friends, it has been said that the Bible is a love letter written to us by the one who knows us best. In reading it, we again hear his voice, see his face, and receive his spirit. In today's gospel, we witness Jesus reading scripture, relating it to his own experience and context, and using it to proclaim his purpose in the world. Jesus reminds us that the Word of God is dynamic. Opening the Bible means personally encountering God, who turns to each one of us personally and reveals himself and makes known his presence in our lives. It is not a book that once read is closed and placed on a shelf. Rather, it is a living presence capable of transforming and sanctifying our lives. When we take the time to read, pray, meditate, and contemplate sacred scripture, we open our hearts and minds to God's grace and afford ourselves to be sustained by the Lord, present in our midst, who speaks to us and nourishes us. So as we leave Mass today, what are those things that we can do as members of the body of Christ to deepen our appreciation, love, and faithful witness to God and His Word by celebrating, studying, and spreading the Word of God each and every day of our lives?
Let us stand.